A Modern Day Energy Solution by Congressman Randy Forbes.
In 1942, in the midst of World War II, pressure as a result of the ongoing global situation prompted the United States federal government to form a group whose central mission was to study the use of atomic energy to create an atomic weapon. That unique research and development mission came to be known as the Manhattan Project. The Manhattan Project took place over 30 different locations across the nation, each location sharing the same goal of creating an atomic weapon, a feat that seemed nearly impossible at the time. The government searched across our nation to form a team made up of the most brilliant scientists and researchers in hydrodynamics, neutron diffusion, plutonium, and fission piles. The chosen scientists and researchers joined together in one of the largest, most challenging scientific missions our nation had undertaken. Our governmental leaders at the time knew that the project was too big, too complicated for a group of federal government employees to undertake it on its own, and they likely knew that Congress involvement would have hindered the mission with politicized rhetoric. Instead, they went to the best and brightest scientists and researchers in the field, who by coming together developed the seemingly impossible nuclear technology that changed the course of history. Today, we face an energy problem that is so complicated and so cavernous that it's going to take much more than convincing people to drive hybrid cars, use energy-efficient light bulbs, bike to the grocery store, and find ways to use solar energy. Our energy issues are simply just too involved for these solutions alone to work. We need a modern-day Manhattan-style project for energy independence. Each time the price of oil increases $10 a barrel, it doesn't only increase the price you pay at the pump, but it impacts our overall national spending as well. According to the United States Navy, for every $10 that crude oil increases per barrel a year, it costs the Department of Defense $1.3 billion to cover fuel cost. Our energy problem is not just a conservation issue, it's a national security issue. Each time the price of crude oil increases, we face unnecessarily high and growing demands for battle space fuel, and we compromise our operational capability. We cannot afford to jeopardize the success of our national security missions because of high energy prices. We are in need of energy that is reliable, that we can afford, that doesn't unduly harm our environment, and we are in need of energy that does not make us overly dependent on foreign countries. Our energy problems are having a direct impact on individual families, on businesses, on our environment, and on our national security. We all can agree on some main things we need to do in energy: research and innovation, utilizing renewable and alternative energy sources, and focusing on conservation. But like the mission in 1942 to develop an atomic weapon, we must recognize that our energy problems are so global, so scientifically based, that it's a much too complicated task for the federal government or Congress to solve on its own. We need the insight of the best and brightest scientists and researchers in the field. Despite our list of needs, I do not believe fixing our energy problems in this country is impossible. Looking back, our country has tackled some monumental challenges over its short history. We were founded by a nation of dreamers, and those dreams have carried us through to become a country of great innovators. There's no reason we cannot continue this tradition of innovation. We just have to realize how to best get valuable results and to understand when we need collaborative assistance. None of this is going to take shape on our nation's energy problem if we try to accomplish it without the assistance of the best and brightest scientists and researchers we have acting in a modern-day brain trust in order to study the best energy policies our country can adopt. We also need their help in determining how to implement some of the viable energy solutions that have already been proposed. We will never find a solution to the problem if we do not address our long-term needs. I'm confident that we have the intellectual resources in this country to do just that. We just need to bring them together, which is why I am proposing this commission of scientists and researchers. We can do better, and devoting our best intellectual resources to the problem can get us there.
You've been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th Congressional District. For more information on this and other issues, please visit us on the web at forbes.house.gov.